Expert links game addiction to gambling in Scots teens. A Scottish expert has cautioned that exposure to screens at a young age can lay the groundwork for a higher risk of addiction to gambling, as well as substances like alcohol and drugs. According to Tony Marini, senior therapist at Castlecraig Rehab Centre, Scotland is witnessing an unprecedented surge in young people becoming increasingly obsessed with computer gaming and social media. As a therapist who has personally overcome struggles with cocaine and gambling addiction, Marini has treated hundreds of patients at Castlecraig Rehab Centre and is now seeing a worrying increase in young people seeking help for online gaming and social media addiction. Furthermore, Marini has observed that many patients struggling with serious drug and alcohol problems had been initially hooked on online games and the internet during their teenage years and early adulthood. Quote, "With gaming, we're opening a can of worms here. These sites are hooking youngsters in from such a young age, isolating them away from their families, or maybe they're being bullied at school, and it gives them an escape into a different world. That's how it starts off, and it ends up that they're spending 12, even 16 hours a day, on gaming. What I see is people starting from a young age isolating themselves with gaming, internet use, and then cross-addicting into drugs, alcohol, and gambling from that." Tony Marini, senior therapist at Castlecraig Rehab Centre. WHO report on Scottish youth gaming. A report by the World Health Organization last year corroborated Marini's claims. 13-year-old boys in Scotland were found to be among the world's most avid gamers, outpacing their peers in England, Wales, and 44 other countries in terms of gaming time. Nearly two-thirds, 60%, of 13-year-old boys play online games every day, while 20% of boys aged 13 to 15 are at risk of developing problem gambling habits. Additionally, the study found that girls were more vulnerable to social media addiction than boys, with more than 20% of this demographic classified as addictive users. Education over ban. However, Marina does not believe in banning social media or games outright. Instead, he advocates for a proactive approach, teaching people how to use games and social media in a safe and healthy manner. "For me, it's all about education, telling people how to use these technologies not responsibly. That's for both parents, and in schools, children should learn in primary schools how to safely use games and the internet, again in secondary schools, at university and college." He stated,